Building the Pyramids. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Tombs of the Pharaohs. The Great Pyramids of Egypt were built more than 4,000 years ago as tombs for the pharaohs, or kings of the time. In ancient Egypt, people believed that when pharaohs died, they became gods in the next life. To be able to do this, the pharaohs needed their bodies, so their bodies were preserved and placed somewhere safe when they died. These preserved bodies were called mummies. The Egyptians thought that pyramids would be a safe place to put the mummies of pharaohs. They believed that placing the mummies in pyramids would help them to reach heaven, where they would make their new home. As well as being tombs for pharaohs, the pyramids were also wonders of construction. For thousands of years, the pyramids were the largest buildings in the world. It wasn't until the 20th century that bigger buildings were made. Even today, there aren't many buildings that are taller than the pyramids. The largest of the pyramids was built for Pharaoh Khufu. It is 138 meters tall, which is more than twice as tall as the Sydney Opera House. Chapter 2. Building the Pyramids. Because the pyramids were so big, it took a lot of time and work to build them. Many engineers, architects, masons, and artists were employed over many years to build each one. Thousands of laborers also worked on the pyramids each year. The laborers were mostly local farmers, who gave up a few months of their time each year to help out. The first step. The first step in building a pyramid was to pick a site. Then, architects and engineers worked together to design the pyramid and make sure that it would be strong and safe. Not all pyramids were the same. Some were taller than others. Some had different angles because their bases were larger than others. All of them were constructed differently inside too. Many were made up of stone only, while some were filled with a mix of stone, mud bricks, and even sand. Cutting the stone. Building work began when the pyramid was designed. There was a lot of stone in Egypt, and builders of pyramids often found supplies of stone nearby that they could use. The Egyptians had no machinery or iron tools. Stonemasons had to dig the stone from the ground and then cut it into large blocks, using only copper and stone hand tools. Bringing the stone to the site. After the stones for the pyramid were cut, workers moved them to the pyramid site. This was not an easy job because most stones weighed more than 2 tons, as much as a small truck. The Egyptians didn't have the use of the wheel, so each stone had to be dragged to the site on a sled pulled by gangs of laborers. Along the way, someone would sprinkle water on the ground to help the sled move more easily. Sometimes, the stones were brought to the site on boats along the nearby Nile River. Chapter 3. Going Up. The stones for the base of the pyramid were placed straight onto the ground. However, because it was too hard for the laborers to lift the heavy stones higher, ramps were built so that the stones could be dragged up to the next level. When each level was finished, the size of the ramp was increased, so that work could begin on the next level. Sometimes, ramps were built between the levels as well. This process went on until the levels reached a peak at the top, and the pyramid was finished. Chapter 4. Chambers and Passages. As the pyramid was being built, chambers and passages were constructed inside. One of the chambers was made for the mummy of the pharaoh. The other chambers were for all the goods that the pharaoh would need in the next life. The passages allowed the workers to get in and out of the pyramid to work on the chambers. Chapter 5. Finishing off. When the core of the pyramid was finished, the outside was covered in a white stone called limestone. The peak of the pyramid was capped in gold. At the same time, laborers, masons, and artists finished off the work inside. Each chamber was lined with fine stone. The walls were painted with scenes from the pharaoh's life, or the building of the pyramid. When the inside and the outside of the pyramid were finished, beautiful artworks and goods for the pharaoh's next life were put in the chambers. Then, the mummy was placed in its special chamber. Finally, the passages to the chambers were filled with huge stones, and the openings were closed off and covered in limestone.